This is Chantel Ogden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
The stars were out when you drove me home. They showed up like a chaperone. They could see we were way too close from a million miles away. And I see it looking back. We were spinning way too fast, and you can't stay in love like that. Something's bound to break. And there's a thousand little movies I'm replaying every scene. I know how it ends, but it still gets to me. I'm doing my best to let go. It hurts, but I'm still trying. And I'm getting better, better at goodbye. I believe that old porch swing learned a lot about you and me, from the late night talks about everything to the way we kissed. And on my birthday you showed up with a dozen roses in your old truck. I don't think about it quite as much, but sometimes I can't resist. There's a thousand little movies, I'm replaying every scene. I know how it ends, but it still gets to me. I'm doing my best to let go. It hurts, but I'm still trying. I'm getting better, better at goodbye. I stop blaming myself and asking why. Some days I don't even cry. I'm doing my best to let go. It hurts, but I'm still trying. I'm getting better, better at goodbye. I'm getting better, better at goodbye.
I've just arrived in Heathrow Airport to welcome Chantel Ogden, who's just come into the UK for a 3-week tour. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being a friendly face to greet us off the plane.
Well, it's always nice because when you, and especially this time, because you had a 4-hour over lateness of arrival.
The joys of travel.
Yeah, this day and age.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're over here for a tour. I mean, you've also been added to the big Buckle and Boots Festival in Manchester, which is a little dream. The 25th of June?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm so excited to be part of such a fantastic celebration of country music right here in the UK.
Yeah, because most of its original artists appearing, and plus a few Americans, yourself, Sonia Lee, Phil Vassar, and Ward Thomas, the big act from the UK, are appearing, and plus loads of other great acts.
It's going to be a fantastic lineup, and I'm so excited to be part of it.
So everybody should get, if you haven't got your ticket, just go on up. You can get on the gate because there's loads of room for thousands of people, so which is really good. So Chantel, what have you been doing since we last spoke? Because we've obviously interviewed you in Nashville. You've had a couple of singles out on Hot Disc, done pretty well. So what has been going on since we last spoke?
So my current album, which is called Ghosts in the Field, was released last year, and as you said, we had some songs on the Hot Disc chart, which were great. And also in the U.S., I ended up having a number 2 Americana country charting single with a song called Blossom in the Dust. And it actually was number 2 behind Chris Stapleton's Traveler when that was out. So that was a huge honor for me to just be so close to somebody like him on the charts. Was just really a dream come true. And then just been writing. I've had some other songs that have come out in film and TV as well. And just now currently I'm working on a new album that will be coming out later this fall. And so that's exciting.
You picked up a couple of awards as well.
I did, yeah. I was honored by the International Music Entertainment Association last fall for Songwriter of the Year, Americana Song of the Year, and I was also a co-writer of the Country Song of the Year, which was actually a number one on the Hot Disc chart called Me Before You. So that's actually a friend of mine and a fellow artist, Markham Stewart's song. So it was wonderful to be part of that. And it's a great organization for artists to get involved in because it really encompasses international artists such as myself and others. And it was just a huge honor to be part of that. It was voted by the membership, by fans, and then by industry. So it's kind of the three-prong voting process, if you will. This is Chantel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
There's a single wide trailer past the railroad track. Old car in the front, weeds in the back. Mama had her there when she was 16 years old. Took one look at her and named her Rose. Fragile little Rose had to grow up fast. Between the habit and the job her mama had, I've never seen a situation half that bad. She's a blossom in the dust. Watch her blossom in the dust. They rescued that child in the nick of time. Found her in a last couple across the county line. Who'd been trying to have a little girl of their own and would give anything to give a little Rose a home. When that mama-to-be took one look at her in her tattered flower dress with her tangled curls, she said, "That's not just any girl. She's a blossom in the dust. All the colors covered up. Give a rose a little rain, lots of sun and all your love. And watch her blossom in in the dust.
The Americana UK is a fantastic organization, and they're great and really helping Americana music, which is very much country. So it's interesting. We were talking about this earlier before the interview, how what's country in the U.S. now is more pop driven, And the more roots-driven artists like myself on the country, in the country world, are considered Americana there. And there's kind of an interesting interplay between country and Americana going on. But I just love great music. And I think for me, what makes it great music is the storytelling. And that's always been at the heart of country music. It's great storytelling. Those songs that really capture our life experiences.
Because just recently, I understand that Billboard now have finally got an official Americana chart, where it used to be on smaller publications.
That's right. That's right. That's a fairly recent addition to the Billboard charts.
Well, that's your now dream now to get into that chart.
I have a lot of big dreams, as you know, Lee, and I just, you know, I think for me, it's just continuing to meet people, continuing to travel and share music. I write songs because I want to share experiences with people and tell stories. And music has this beautiful way of connecting us. And that's why I'm so excited to be here in the UK doing a tour, because I've made many wonderful friends over the years from here, and I'm just really excited to be able to share music.
Because you're doing one of the Americana UK's festivals, which is called Noshville.
It's called Noshville. It will be in London, and so that will be on the 24th, and then the Buckle and Boots Festival is on the 25th.
And then you're off to Ireland as well.
Yes, I'm going to be in Ireland playing some shows, a couple shows in and around Dublin, and then over to Galway to play there with Pete Kennedy and Markham Stewart. Those are going to be kind of similar songwriter shows as to what we do in Nashville. So those will be fun too.
Good. One of my favorite TV programs, and for a guy probably sounds a bit soft, but Heart of Dixie. I just love that program, and you've had some of your music in that.
I've been very fortunate to have several songs, I think about six songs over the history of the program in that, that have appeared in that show. And it's just a great way to share your music through film, and it's fun. You know, it's fun to sit down and be able to see how music supports what's happening with the characters and how it plays into the plot and everything. So that's just been a really neat experience. And, you know, I think the theme for me as an artist has always just been to think very broadly about my career. And film and TV is one of those areas that is a very good area to get into these days. This is Chantel Ogden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
That 3 a.m. runaway, first night in a cold escape, thinking, what have I done? That screaming child in his mother's arms, hungry stares, shattered hearts, close to giving up. Yeah, it might seem those desperate moments have no end and go unnoticed. Every doubt, every fear, all the hope that disappears, every last in mission line, fighting battles in his mind, no place to run. That widow's strength, Christmas lights, first sad and broken, silent night, all alone in love. Yeah, it might seem those desperate moments have no end to go unnoticed. Every doubt, every fear, all the hope that disappears, every last unanswered prayer, the pain that falls from our eyes, all the time that passes by like no one cares. Someone sees what happens here. Empty room, 11th hour, but to him their loud as thunder, to him their loud as thunder. Every doubt, every fear, all the hope that disappears, every last unanswered prayer, the pain that falls from our eyes, all the time that passes by like no one cares.
You were saying you had loads of dreams and ambitions, and what haven't you done and you want to do?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, I think I'm doing what I haven't done, which is really having a great tour here in the UK. I've played some shows here and there, but not this many shows, and I'm so excited to be part of the festivals. That's a new experience for me, to be playing festivals here. I've done festivals in the U.S., but this is exciting to be part of my first international festival experience. And I think for me, you know, I'm excited about the new album I'm working on. And, you know, my journey is just going to be continuing to share my music, write the best songs that I can write, and then just get out there and connect with people. I mean, it doesn't sound that... I'm not a flashy kind of person where I don't expect to go viral overnight in a YouTube video of me on a treadmill or something like that. But I think I'm just one of those artists that kind of tries to make a connection person by person and heart by heart. And that to me is what the journey is for me. So that's what I want to do. And I think in terms of dreams, you know, I grew up in a small town on a farm, three generations. And, you know, I never would have imagined sitting in Heathrow Airport talking to you about music when I was growing up. I mean, this is the dream. You know, and it took me a while to come to what I really wanted to do in my journey. But once I found that music was a part of myself, then it was that thing that I just couldn't let go of. And it's a huge part of who I am, and just, it is a joy. It's a joy for me. And so I think, I don't know, it's kind of like this is the dream in a way, you know? I definitely have goals on what, you know, what's next and what I want to do next. But, you know, also there's more than one view, you know, and this is the dream.
Anyway, Shanta, have a great tour, have a great trip, and just everything goes right for you. And good luck with the new recordings and the current album, and give me a song to go out with.
Oh, I'd love it if you played Ghosts in the Field.
Title of the EP.
Yeah, that's a song about just connecting with your roots, whatever those roots may be. And I did write it about my family's third generation farm, but it's really for anybody that feels a connection to the people and the place that they grew up in.
Chantel, thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for the warm welcome. This is Chantel, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
warm wind sounds like laughter rushing through the corn. I'm tracing my old footsteps behind the barn. Me and my friends spent forever hiding out in haystack forts. I can hear those summers echo. That's what I come home for. Sometimes this world gets me spinning round. I come back here so I can slow it down. Some roots run deep, even ones that you can't see. But to me, nothing seems more real than ghosts in the field. Grandpa walking, pushing that old rusty plow. Listen for his simple wisdom. I think I hear him now say, remember where you came from. Don't forget to pray. Keep going through the hard times. You can't control the rain. Sometimes this world gets me spinning round. I come back. Some roots run deep, even ones that you can't see. But to me, nothing seems more real than ghosts in the field. Those ghosts of my great-grandpa on the day he broke this ground. And my daddy and his little girl on a tractor bouncing round. But to me, nothing seems more real. We're all just spokes in the same wheel.